Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am now joined in the studio. I have Otubote based indie folk song Smiths, the Broken Heartbreakers, here with me today.
Three times.
They release their fifth album in the first in over a decade. Imagine if we could just keep driving. Gifted observers, singers, and players, Rachel Bailey and John Howell have garnered widespread praise for their early work, and this newest release is just another graceful example of their ability to mix the bleak with the beautiful. How are you both this morning, Anna?
Oh, morena, Lily. We're great. We're great.
We're very good and so happy to have such a nice warm studio. It's fantastic. I'm delighted.
Yeah. It can be. Zach was worse than me, actually.
Oh, yeah?
He would have it on 30. I have it on 26.
No, this is good. So this is good.
Usually by the end of the program, I kind of go, why do I feel like I'm dying? I spent 3 hours in a heat chamber.
Now, you're here to
talk about lots. You've got the September tour, got the album, but first I want to start with something slightly aside from the music, which is the album cover, and it's beautiful. It's got these kind of split irises. You've got the brown and the green for both your eyes, I imagine, and this kind of S shape between them, which is much like a road. Tell me a little bit behind the creation of it.
Oh, I'm so delighted to hear you respond in that way and also pick up those references, the road, the journey. It also kind of has this feeling of infinity, you know. We worked with Dudley Benson. So we reached out to him to see if he would help us with our album artwork. We knew of his design through his work with the Bahia Wolf, and he has amazing posters for that. And also he did the artwork for a friend's book cover. And also he is himself an amazing musician, and but what an eye. And we spent some time talking with him about these songs, about the journey for this album and our lives, and he came back with this and we were just stunned. Really, you know, it's something to have somebody listen. He'd listened to the album as well, and but to really listen and understood and the journey, and we were blown away and we love it. We just think it's stunning.
It's gorgeous.
It's
so gorgeous.
Glad you like it.
What's not like? Now, the album's title, it was born out of a shared phrase that you had. Imagine if we could just keep driving when you were coming back from an out-of-town gig, that you could just keep playing music, that you could just be on this road forever and then it would never end. It's such a chant on the song, you know, such a kind of like mantra affirmation. Do you still find yourselves very intimately feeling that sentiment?
Absolutely. We've been together as a band for, we were trying to work it out. It's more than 20 years, and we've been together as partners for about 20 of those years. And we've had, you know, periods of not doing so much and then getting back into it again. And this is a moment where we are driving, and it's lovely to be doing it, you know, still doing it.
Yeah. And that idea of movement and being free from being fixed, do you think that kind of inherently the life of musicians and anybody who has a creative process is like that? You're always a kind of unfixed object?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, also I know a lot of artists and musicians who are physically moving, but who I think kind of emotionally and artistically are always kind of moving, and I guess also observing. That's the other thing about movement, is that you are aware of things passing by. And one of the things that I felt really strongly about this as well is just that sense of not arriving anywhere. I mean, I think maybe when we're younger, you're kind of like, I don't know, you're trying to think about where you're getting to, or what it is that you're achieving, or what it is.
Yeah.
And really that has... I think with kind of more life experiences as well, and having a family and things, you're just trying to be really cognizant of actually being aware of the moments as they're happening right now. Because I think if you're kind of chasing a destination or something like that, you're kind of missing out on all of these moments, you know. I guess it's very much how we try to live our lives at the moment, and as artists.
Yeah. Yeah, and to your band name, Do you think that musicians are always broken-hearted people, or is it just that everyone's a little bit broken-hearted and musicians are just the ones that turn that into something tangible?
Mm. I'd say it's the latter, eh? Yeah. Also, it's just a funny name.
I like that. You know, it could be both. It could be as deep or as shallow as you want it to be.
That's right, depending on the day.
Yeah. Talking sonically, there's lots of reverb across this one. You've got the broken strings and the very heavenly vocals. But you also put a tuba in a fuzz box. Talk to me about that.
Okay. So we didn't actually physically sit down with a tuba player going through a fuzz box. We were put a sampled tuba through a fuzz box, which doesn't sound quite as good. So full disclosure. But it's a great sound. And it reminds me of when I was a kid, there was still before health and safety was a thing, the Salvation Army band used to drive around on a flatbed truck playing Christmas carols over... that period, just, and it was the saddest sound of the brass, just sort of broken brass, just falling over across the evening. I just wanted to try and capture that sound, and I that was the closest I could get, was a tuba through a fuzz box. Yeah.
Beautiful. I love it. And speaking more broadly, how sonically is this, how does it differ from your earlier work, this record?
I think this album there's a lot more instrumentation, and I think probably John can speak a little bit more about, I guess, our uses of samples and things like that.
I think, we've been around a long time and we were probably purists, I guess, for a want of a less snobby word, purists, taking the mucking out of myself with that word, but about the use of acoustic instruments, predominantly real humans playing real instruments in real time. And we just thought, let's just give ourselves a break. And we recorded most of this album just at our little home studio. And we decided, well, why don't we actually just try finding some broken sampled strings, why don't we get a bit more adventurous with, our use of effects, reverbs, and so forth. There's a lot of Mellotron on the record. It was a real joy. And, I think probably we've always thought when we're putting out records historically that we want to be able to recreate them live. We just didn't worry about that this time.
Yeah.
So it's just, we'll do a version of the album when we go on tour later in September, but it won't be the version,
Sometimes I think that can almost be its own very unique and special thing. I don't necessarily go to a gig to think that the artist is going to recreate what I've heard on the album. I just go listen to the album.
I think, if it also kind of comes back to songwriting and, some people will be familiar with us, just John and I playing acoustically as a duo. And some people actually just prefer that. I mean, it depends on what you want to listen to. But I think if you can also just play the song quite simply, it kind of... shows if it's a good song, in a way.
Yeah, totally. Now, this is a little bit of a sillier one, but your press shots for the album in the Botanic Garden in Dunedin, I thought at first, you're holding this black umbrella, Rachel. I thought, it must be kind of rainy. It must be a bit drizzly. But then the next shot, you're further away and John's no umbrella. Was it raining and you just ditched John?
Lily, you know what it's like here. I mean, it could be raining over there and then it's not raining just
true.
Okay, it was very, very changeable weather in this. And also, he's wearing sunglasses and then this umbrella. I love the intrigue that you've brought up on this photo.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
A lot of thought went into it. I was like, this is a good goth prop here, in the one umbrella. On a day where the sun's not visible at all.
Keep that sun off my skin.
Yeah.
Now, you've got this Aotearoa tour planned for September, hitting the Grainstone Gallery in Oamaru on the 4th and Dunedin's Hanover Hall on the 19th as part of it. Does it feel especially special to end the tour in Dunedin?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We just really wanted it to be our kind of big homecoming show. We're doing it at Hanover Hall. It's a big show for us, and we're really hoping that our friends and music lovers will come along to that. It's a beautiful building, great acoustics. We're kind of putting everything into this, and it means we've also kind of done all of the tour, and also it's kind of the end of the last 4 years of the work that we've put into this album, and this is kind of the, I won't say full stop, but it's certainly, I guess, on the kind of the push and the of this cycle, and just wanting to kind of finish here in Dunedin and just get, then, you know, wake up on Sunday and be like, oh, we're home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's just go to the gardens and get a coffee.
Yeah, with the black umbrella.
yeah, exactly. And the other thing, really looking forward to the Dunedin show, because we have some very special guests opening for us. We haven't kind of announced our supports yet, but we're just so excited about the band that's going to be opening for us. We're going to let you guys know about it, because I think you guys play them. An amazing band from Wanaka Slower.
Oh, yes, of course.
So
yes.
They're good friends, and they are just beautiful players. And so we are thrilled to have them on board. So it's going to be a very, very special night. And in Oamaru, very special guest is going to be Damania Lloyd, who some people will know from Cloud Boy,
yep.
Mink. They are putting together a solo, a very new solo musical project. So very, very excited about that too.
They'll be such beautiful shows. Mm. Now, my final question here. The album arrives today via Nadia Reid's label Slow Time Records. Nadia said of the record, "These songs are the stuff of life. They sound like Dunedin, like Ireland, like Kay Road." Was that something you were trying to achieve, or that you've ever heard before?
I quite like that we went from a city to a country to a street.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, covered it.
Yeah, totally.
No, that was lovely. I mean, we've known Nadia for a really, really long time, and we're just delighted to be on the Slow Time stable and to have their support. And, the quote was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today. It's been lovely to have
you
both.
Thank you so much for having us, Lily. And it's great to see you in the breakfast seat.
Thanks. Imagine if we could just keep driving. It's out today across streaming and available for purchase on Bandcamp. Vinyl will follow soon. Tickets for the tour, you can get those from Under the Radar. Sorry. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was The Broken Heartbreakers here on The One, chatting about their newest album. I'm going to play you the single from it. Imagine if we could just keep driving, ahead of my chat with MP Rachel Brooking on the program at 10 a.m. Here it is. Enjoy. That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.